Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn and Doug with Alan Alda, who I think has been here once before. He probably won't remember it.
But we do.
I think I remember him. And we get into, you do so many of these conversations with people. I'm betting that many of the same questions come up, and it may even go back to MASH. Do you ever get tired of talking about some of your great successes as an actor?
No, we wouldn't be talking if I hadn't had that success in MASH. So,
it enabled me
to do a lot of things in the rest of my life. Of course, I'm not sorry to talk about it.
Well, I think that you've broadened out, though. What I find you most interesting and appealing in is you being you. When you host some of these specials, you take these trips around the world and dig into stuff. When did you get? Do you think that you became so successful and recognizable that you could kind of do what your own passions were? Is that what led to?
Well, that's one of the great advantages of that amazing success of that show of MASH was that I was able to do things that really interested me, and I didn't have to do things that didn't interest me. So I'm a very lucky person. And I'm very aware of how lucky I am.
You pinch yourself every once in a while?
No, I don't need to pinch myself. I notice I'm awake.
Even though it's kind of early.
I sometimes have to pinch myself.
I know. It's kind of early.
I always wonder about that pinch yourself business. I mean, under what circumstances has anybody ever pinched themselves?
I find out
if they're awake.
I don't do it that way, but I've been very fortunate in my life in a lot of different ways. And
yeah.
I happen to own a beautiful farm in a community outside of Boston. And it's a very special place, almost a holy place. And when I walk up the driveway sometimes and look over the pastures, I literally pinch myself seeing and thinking.
You must be black and blue. You have to take care of yourself better.
Okay, I'll remember that. All right, speaking of that, let's talk for a bit about Homeward Bound and the celebrities that are going to come to honor the men and women who are in uniform. And we always have this distinction between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. A lot of people confuse these. Your telethon is going to be on the military channel. You and Joe Montana and so many other people will be participating. I wonder your own military record and story. What is that?
I don't have one. I was in the ROTC, and then when I got out of that, they spent 3 months trying to make me into a second lieutenant, and then they gave up.
Really?
And
how did that? Come on, we want at least
I was in the ROTC, going active duty for 6 months, so that doesn't qualify me as a veteran of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then
why your passion? Why your passion?
Well, yeah, sure, of course. I read the paper and I see these stories of people suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder, men and women both, and brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries. And I feel frustrated. I don't know what I can do about it. And so when I was asked if I wanted to co-host this telethon, I realized it gave me this little chance, very tiny, minor chance, to try to help, because we'll be raising funds for services to people who suffer from these disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And a brain disability is heartbreaking.
Awful. And a lot of attention has come to this since the focus on football and what's happening and other people who have the same problem. We're talking to Alan Alda, who is hosting, along with Joe Montana, the Veterans Day show. It'll be on the air. You can go to homewardboundtelethon.org. Sunday.
It's going to be broadcast live on the internet, but it'll also be on the military channel if you get that in your area.
Yep, it's 7:00 Eastern Time and Pacific. Who are some of the other people, actors, entertainers that will be on with you?
James Brolin, Bette Midler, Lou Diamond Phillips, Kevin Spacey. It's going to be a performance by the American Military Spouses Choir. I can't wait to see them. But they're really good.
I didn't know there was such a choir.
I didn't know that either. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them. And you know, like on any telethon, there will be celebrities and entertainment. There'll be a lot of entertainment. But I think what's going to set this apart a little bit is there's going to be an emotional content, because we're going to have veterans who have been decorated and have returned with some of these problems like PTSD.
Yeah.
And and they'll be talking about that. They'll open up about that and tell us what effect it's had on them and their families and what it's like to live with it. I think that I really think that takes a special kind of bravery to do that.
You know, Alan, one of the things that's very troubling for me is to see how so many of these people who have served in uniform have been so badly treated, because there is, as you know, there are people who are in, whether it's the doctors or people that are running some of the so-called benefit programs, VA hospitals, who have denied these people treatment, denied that they have problems, denied even acknowledging that we had this kind of a problem developing. It's getting hard for them to run away from it, but it's pretty disgusting, at least for
me.
Anyway.
I think if our government sends people into battle, and it has an obligation to protect them while they're in battle as much as possible, and if when they come home, you can't forget them. It's not right.
No.
And if the slack that needs to be taken up by the rest of us, then we have to dig a little deeper,
right,
and take up that slack. I went in yesterday to a local television station in New York to talk about this, and the guy behind the desk, the security desk, he already knew about the telethon. He said, I'm going to be watching Sunday night. And then he told me he had been a Marine for several years, 20 years ago, and boy, he looked deep in my eyes and he said, I know all about it. I'm going to be giving money. He said, I'm going to be giving money I don't have.
Yeah, that's the problem. And we have,
and
the government has lots of our
money. We can give the money, you know?
So making no sacrifices.
This is you've teamed up with People Magazine. Apparently, from what I understand, Alan, the People Magazine charities, this Operation Finally Home, that's where the money is going to help pay
mortgages. Well, that's where some of the money is going. It's going to a number of different organizations, but one of them is People Magazine's charity, which sounds really interesting. I didn't know about this before either.
Mm-hmm.
Operation Finally Home, and they build custom-designed mortgage-free homes for wounded and disabled veterans, and they do that in over 17 states. I think that's really wonderful.
It is. It's something that acknowledges, again, we may not agree with the whole business of going to war and our men and women.
Yeah,
being committed.
You know, that can be debatable.
That's
what you
right.
can debate is these people need help.
You're right. That is impossible to ignore, to run away from. It is a responsibility that we have. You can have one discussion about whether we ought to be involved in all this stuff. That's one separate discussion. This is another. When I was a kid and you were a kid, when we brought Vietnam into the picture, it was blurred, and the men and women who served got horribly mistreated, and that ought not to happen. It isn't really happening. So my suggestion...
No, I don't think that's happening now. In fact, there was kind of care taken not to let the war hit home. And therefore, the people who fought in it are also suffering from that kind of lack of visibility.
Yep, you're right about that. Okay,
we should make up for that if we possibly can.
And we can do that. Homewardboundtelethon.org. You can check it out there. Military Channel is also with us. Veterans Day Telethon is going to air 7 o'clock Eastern Time and Pacific on Sunday. Alan Alda, Joe Montagna, and a lot of other stars will be there to help raise money for this worthwhile cause. Alan, thank you for being here. Congratulations on your... I know you don't want congratulations, but it's good that you're involved.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance super buys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and I speaking now with celebrity chef Alex Guanichelli. I'm pleased that I got that name pronounced correctly. I bet, Alex, a lot of people say, how do you pronounce my name? Or your name?
Yeah, I get that all the time, believe me.
You are a well-known, I guess you have won the competition. Now, I don't mean to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, because most of the time I pride myself with knowing at least a little something about some of the people and or the endeavors. I leave this to Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny.
Because we're the Chopped fans.
I don't watch the Cooking Channel. I don't watch the Food Network, but they're very popular.
Definitely. I'm actually on Food Network. I'm on. I won a competition show called The Next Iron Chef, which makes me an Iron Chef, which means I compete every year on Iron Chef America as an Iron Chef, which is cool. And I am a judge on a show called Chopped.
So does that mean you're like the Iron Man competition? This is the Iron Man and women competition food.
Yeah, how nervous do you get, Alex? Because it's intimidating, Dougie. They give you like an ingredient, and you have to make something like magical from this one ingredient. And there's no prep time. So how do you keep your cool when you're in the kitchen in that circumstance, Alex?
I really don't. How about that?
It's honest, anyway.
Yeah, no, I would say, you know, it's really nerve-wracking. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of thinking on your feet. It's a lot of, you know, you don't have time to kind of second-guess yourself, and you only know after the fact if you make good choices or not a lot of the time, and sometimes you just don't. And it's amazing how, you know, something can turn on a dime.
Right.
You know, one little decision, one little choice can change the course of a lot of things, which is not unlike, by the way, when you cook at home and you spend a lot of money on ingredients and you come home and you say, wow, I hope I make something good here.
Just a little too much time in the pan, and that spice you spent a lot of money for is ruined.
Totally. I think, right now what I've got the holidays on the brain, let me tell you, because I'm thinking about what kinds of things I want to make, you know, for the holidays. My parents entrust me with the cooking over the holidays now, because I'm a professional chef, and I have my daughter, who's 6 years old, who's a very tough critic. She tells me I'm chopped all the time. and so I'm doing some really cool stuff. I'm cooking a lot with nuts. I'm nut crusting things. I'm right now, as we speak, working on a twice-baked sweet potato that's crusted with pecans and brown sugar that you can fully cook and assemble, and then you just warm it up when you're ready to eat it. And I think stuff that's ready like that is just key. I wish I could bring a few of these onto Iron Chef America with me.
So is that how you handle the holidays? Because I do the holiday cooking for my family, too. And, you know, it's always the timing. That's so much more important.
Oh,
so you do a lot of the prep ahead of time and then do all the warming before dinner.
Well, I really like to believe, you know, I think we like to get in and out of the kitchen in a decent amount of time, but I also really enjoy cooking. So I want that time ahead of time a little bit to make some dishes in advance and know that they're going to be ready. And then I can just make a couple things right at the moment so I'm not overwhelmed and spend the whole event or night or holiday running around either cleaning or cooking. And actually that's part of, you know, my objective in partnering with Fisher Nuts was creating a bunch of recipes that were manageable for the holidays. So if you go to the Fisher Nuts website at fishernuts.com, you can actually see a bunch of tips I have for holiday cooking and cooking with nuts and a bunch of cool recipes that are fairly easy to pull off. Because I just think you should have both home-cooked stuff but also be able to enjoy your holiday.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's at Fisher Nuts, F-I-S-H-E-R, nuts.com?
Correct.
And can I get my sweet potato that you're making right now? Because I love that.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's a great recipe. Yeah, you can either go to fishernuts.com/Alex. Or I'm literally on the homepage, so it's hard to miss the stuff that I've been working on. It's cool. I mean, just simple stuff that I think anyone can make comfortably. And like I said, you want to be able to make some stuff in advance, because I just find otherwise I'm running around, and by the time I turn around, everything's cleaned up and put away, and everybody went home.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Review the top five songs now from this week in 1976.
Are you sure? Even though it's Muskrat Love?
Yep. Number five belonged to the Captain and Tennille. This was the time when they were really big, coming into their own. Captain Dragon, Daryl Dragon. His father was Carmen Dragon, big orchestra conductor, grew up around music. Never said a word, never sang, just sat there, played the piano with his glasses on. And his wife was Toni Tennille, who reminds a lot of people of Celine Dion, and not in a positive sense, it would seem. But they had a lot of hits, Kenny, didn't they? They had half a dozen number ones, and probably a dozen that made it to the top ten, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, they were big in that sense.
That big television show that lasted, the variety show, for, what, 3 years? I think it was on
for two or three seasons.
Yeah. Muskrat Love. What a strange idea. Who do you suppose came up with the idea of being in love with a muskrat? A muskrat
very
is
strange.
Basically like a rat, a water rat.
Right, a musky rat.
Yeah. Ugh. All right, anyway. Captain Tennille, number five during this week in 1976 with their song. Another Bee Gees contribution. You speak about significance in music. These people had a dozen songs that made it to number one, another a couple of dozen that charted, and they deserved every bit of recognition that they ever got. Bee Gees, number four, with Love So Right. Crank it up, Evan, for a minute, wait, please. It's just signature stuff from them, right? A little slower than many of us. You think this hurt after a while, singing like this?
It's hurting me right now.
Yeah.
All right, okay. I can take a hint, subtle as it may be. That's number four this week in 1976. Gordon Lightfoot, number three. Very strange story song. Canada. I'm going to suggest to you this is not the greatest week in musical history, pop musical history.
I agree with you on this, sir.
However, every once in a while, you need one of these to put the good stuff into perspective. Now, I think last week, Kenny, when we did the, for whatever the reason, we've done 1976 2 weeks in a row, and last week, the song that was number one became number two during this week, Rick D's and Disco Duck. As I said, not a great week for me. But somebody's going to be number two, or three, or four, or five.
For a while.
Oh, this was in top five for quite a while. You're right. I remember this.
It just shows you in context how great of a week in music it was.
Well, yeah. But you know what? This is stuff that was fun. There's nothing wrong with this. Everybody remembers it, and it gave Rick Dees the kick, the boost that he needed to become America's number one morning personality in the number two market. More people followed Rick Dees for a longer period of time than any other morning guy in any other major market, with the exception maybe of Harry Harrison and John Gambling in New York. I think Dees made it work for him. So that was number two. Number one this week. 1976, Rod Stewart. It's gonna be so there we have it. Captain and Tennille, Bee Gees, Gordon Lightfoot, Rick Dees, and Rod Stewart made it through for this week in 1976, and an overview of the songs that are in the top five positions. Coming up, the things that you absolutely have to agree upon before you get married. Those of you who are making plans to get married, whether it's through the winter or next spring or summer, stand by for that here on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ding. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Now, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dudley and Jennifer and Kenny, we didn't do a Queen of Sheep report today for reasons that are technical, but you can check out all of the deals, special deals for those of you who are veterans. It'll be there this week at DougSteffen.com. Also, supermarket guru Phil Lempert has information about the natural sweeteners. He's the man who knows more about the grocery business than anybody else in the country, where to get the deals, where to buy the best stuff, what stores to go to, and in this circumstance, understanding the world of natural sweeteners can be a landmine of conversation and misinformation. So he straightens it all out for you at DougSteffen.com. The experts have weighed in about the things that engaged couples should be talking about before you get married. And you'll probably hear money.
Gotta be.
Sex.
Oh, yeah.
Children. Sex. Work.
Sex.
Sex.
Listen
right.
To you.
Heck, even the name
of... Your mind is tonight, Doug Steffen. I mean this morning.
How about any time? I just said that.
Morning, night,
with any and all due respect
Monday,
to the
Thursdays,
experts.
Mondays, Fridays.
I think they may want to work on that list a bit. Those are important things for sure. Mm-hmm. What about the things carefully designed to drive husbands and wives up the wall and right through the ceiling?
Toilet seats.
The beard hairs left in the sink after you shave, for example. The plates that are placed in the dishwasher, not the right way. That's okay for somebody like me who lives alone, who's going to be after me. But if you're trying to keep
the peace... Yeah, if you're cohabitating, it's difficult.
I think it's very important. So here are some of the things, the top 10 list. Matter of fact, Jennifer, you can be the voice of you like the top 10 list because she can be the big voice announcer. And here we go from the top. Let's do the top 10 from number 10 to number 1. The things that will be a part of the discussion, if you're smart, before the wedding.
Number 10.
Number 10. Are towels a one-time use item, or do you use the same towel until laundry day?
Yeah, and you got to hang them up. Don't leave them on the floor, just as a side note. Number 9.
Number 9. Again, on toothpaste, roll it from the bottom or just squeeze really hard?
I'm just a squeezer. Number 8.
Number 8. Cap off or cap on the toothpaste?
Cap off.
Cap off.
Kind of.
Mm.
Number 7.
Is it acceptable to leave dishes in the sink to soak overnight? Or do they need to be
cleaned? Cough out, by the way.
Before you go to bed. Discussions.
Number 6.
These are all things that you ought to talk about before you get married. Number 6. Should the dirty forks and knives go in the dishwasher with the handle sticking out of the utensil tray or down in the utensil tray?
I think down. Yeah. Number 5.
Is it acceptable to open presents as they arrive, or do you have to wait for the actual birthday or holiday before you open them up?
Number 4.
Gifts, any kind of gifts. 4. Cold pizza, yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number 3.
Did you have this discussion with Lisa before you got married to her, Kenny?
No, we didn't, but I'm seeing that we're both on the same page on a lot of these things.
All right, there you go. Well, you're happy and successful. Number, did you say number 3?
Number 4.
Number 4. Well, no, we did cold
number
pizza.
Number 3.
Number 3. Can you eat breakfast for dinner?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 2.
Cats, dogs, both?
Yeah. Number 1.
By the way, if you're marrying somebody and you don't know or you haven't discussed whether you would have a dog or a cat.
It can be a big
or
deal.
Or both. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't, I mean, for heaven's sakes, if you have been with this person long enough, what's the right length of time, a couple of years before you get married after you've long, I mean, it ought to be a couple of years, shouldn't it?
Here's a hint. The quickest way to drive someone away is if, let's just take you for instance, Dougie. You have Charlotte. Well, no, I'm just using you as an example.
Right.
You have Charlotte. You have
not
a dog.
Not that I'm an expert in driving people away or anything.
No. Never. You're excellent. Point on, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a dog, okay? And this is a dog that's important to you, obviously. One of the most important things in people in your life whatever you want to call it.
One of the most important beings in my life ever.
So if you were dating someone who came to you and said, I already have a dog. Yeah. Would you think about getting rid of yours so we can move in together?
See you later, alligator.
Right? That would be the quickest thing. Never, this is a lesson, especially to you women, never ask the man to give up their animals.
One of the things that we had a conversation about in terms of dogs was I encouraged, I think actually it was last spring when the conversation came up, how to get a dog, where to get a dog, and see who might be compatible with Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Charlotte is not a great dog fan. She's great with people, but she's not good with
dogs.
She's
more into farmers.
My niece, Mandy, who runs the dairy store at the farm, has a goofy St. Bernard named Pete. And this is how this dog chews on rocks. That's how goofy he is.
Aww.
So Pete, when he's around Charlotte, Pete might come into the house. You know, we have things going on, family get-togethers or whatever. Pete comes in the house. Charlotte just has to look at him, and he heads for the door.
Oh.
He had the nerve to walk by her dish the other day, and she chased him out of the kitchen. So that's kind of I remember when there we'd have walks
territorial
around this around the city. She likes to go into the city every once in a while and have a walk. And so taking a walk, I walked the other night, and there were dogs, and she's very upset when she sees another dog on her street in her city. Yeah, that's, what are you doing in my city? Why are you on my street?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff. So anyway, but for heaven's sakes, if you don't know more about your intended spouse than that, you're really barking up the wrong tree, pardon the pun. All right, so that was number 2.
Number 1.
Does the toilet paper go over or under the roll?
And let me add to that.
Yeah?
Because I'm not too much of a stickler on that. The people who take the last sheet of toilet paper and then don't replace it.
Ah!
Are you kidding? Really?
Crazy.
So then I don't realize it until I'm already in a very vulnerable position, and then I have to, like, hike through the bathroom with my rear end up in the air trying to find toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's just rude.
It is. Just plain rude. You're right. All right. So there, we've solved a problem. We've settled something. In a moment, a group of astronauts and cosmonauts meet with a group at the United Nations. What are they talking about? We'll find out in a moment. This is Good Day at 19 before the hour.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Doug Stephens, Good Day program. Roberta, not here. Jennifer, here. Rich, not here. Ken, here. So we have three out of five. That ain't bad. The members of the United Nations Special Congruity Committee on Outer Space met with distinguished astronauts and cosmonauts to begin implementing the first ever international plan for defending the Earth against a catastrophic asteroid. Six of the space travelers involved in these discussions, that is, cosmonauts and astronauts, discussed the asteroid defense effort in a news conference hosted by Neil deGrasse at the American Museum of Natural History. The goal for this was to drive home the very real threats posed by the near-Earth objects, as they're called, NEOs, asteroids traveling within the radius of the Earth's orbit. Now, this is something the news media has had a wonderful time with because, as you can well tell by listening to it, this is a great way to scare the pants off of you. There's an asteroid out there. Do you know how many asteroids there are?
A lot.
Millions and millions. These are particles of planets that have blown up. God knows where and when, but it would be fascinating if you get the danger aspect out of it. I would just think that it would be fascinating to get a hold of some of this rock and analyze it and try to figure out where it came from. Do you realize the possibilities of that and what we would learn as, what was the discussion last week? I think Thursday or Friday of last week, you had another discussion about the number of planets, these specifically like the Earth, there are in the universe. And I think, what is the figure, like 6 million or something?
It makes your brain hurt,
something
doesn't
like
it?
That, yeah.
Likely
it's
to
so
be
big, you can't
6
even think about
million
it.
Planets just like this one. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going on?
And how do they know that, by the way?
You think the Republicans are screwing up there as bad as they are here? Or do they have a health care problem? Yeah. What do you think is going
Democrat
on?
Democrat and Republican issues on, yeah. right. on Planet X?
On whatever planet it is. Anyway, scientists estimate that there are roughly 1 million near-Earth asteroids that could potentially pose a threat. 1 million that we can identify, but only a small fraction of these have actually been detected by telescopes. So let's see if we can boil this down. There are about 1,000 times more asteroids lurking in space than have ever been located. That's a lot of asteroids. The B612 Foundation advocates for asteroid defense strategies. The fellow who runs it is a former NASA astronaut. Says our challenge is to find these asteroids first before they find us.
Hmm.
There's an interesting graph, chart, and or picture, if you will, at DougStephan.com on this. A picture of the Earth and what's sort of floating around it. You know, we have a lot of space junk. Wasn't it last week, Kenny, that we had the story of a 6-ton satellite that was about to fall to Earth and nobody knew where it was going to hit? Was that last week? That was last week.
I think it's supposed to come down today.
Oh, is it?
Everybody have their butterfly nets out? Just
good
in
heavens.
Case. Today or tomorrow, early this week, anyway.
You know what would be cool? I think it would be great. I'm looking out at my pasture where the cows are.
Is that where you'd like it to go?
I would love it to crash right out here. Wouldn't that be great?
It would scare your cows, though.
Tourist. Yeah, probably would.
But, listen to you, but I can market it. We can make T-shirts and buttons. I'll sell ice cream cones.
Right. We can have a special asteroid ice cream at the farm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? With kind of little chunks of something in it. But it's really amazing what we don't know or we don't think of. And then when you do hear about it, you think, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Are they going to? And then your mind goes bananas. What's going to get us?
Come up with a better word than asteroid.
Asteroid.
It sounds like a condition.
Asteroid.
Not a good one, by the way.
Asteroid. Flying by the planet Uranus.
Thank you.
Look out. Well, I knew this was your thing. Look out below. This is good day.
Hey, fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Get it started.
I own a pop stand, actually two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand, but not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs, posters, and banners, and we saved a bundle. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, save $10 on any $35 you spend on print services at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens.
10% points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 13114. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. A while back, I talked to you about the $10,000 pair of cufflinks. But today, I'm going to talk about something similar, but yet different. Why? Because the $10,000 pair of cufflinks were for yourself. And I have looked on the internet. I think many of us have seen this story, where waiters and waitresses around the country, for some reason, from some strangers, got a tip of $1,000. That's a lot of money. When you hear that, what do you think about that? Do you ever picture yourself giving someone else a $1,000 tip? Well, I want you to do that because that means that you have succeeded. That means that you have discretionary income. That means that you can help others. That means that you recognize a contribution that other people have made. So begin to have that dream and plan for it to occur, where one day you give someone a $1,000 tip. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, one of the medical experts on the Good Day Program we turn to for news and information about the important stories of the week and how they affect you. The questions now raised about various testosterone therapy, since the treatments may be linked to heart disease. Dr. Ken, you're a cardiologist. How do you read between the lines here?
Doug, breaking news out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. Testosterone supplementation, it's been linked to side effects such as blood clots, male breast growth, infertility, and possibly prostate cancer and early coronary artery disease. In this latest study, 8,700 men, they were followed for an average of 28 months after a heart catheterization. 1,223 of them used testosterone therapy after their angiographs. Men in the study, here's the results, were about 30% more likely to suffer a heart attack or stroke and to die after going on testosterone therapy, although these conditions fortunately were extremely not very common overall. 9% of the men did die. The study did not examine the benefits of the treatment, which could have brought the men in terms of things like sex lives, energy levels, and overall happiness. The bottom line here is we need more research, and you have to take this therapy on a case-by-case basis. And the ones that are especially concerning in this study were the prescription drugs. The ones that are foods that can somehow increase the levels in your body are much less of concern, and this whole area needs a lot more research to figure out the risks and the benefits.
All right, so let's move on to another heart disease question. There is a study that links sleep to heart disease. I'm not sure this is a big stretch, not a heavy, lot of heavy lifting here.
Well, this is out of Sleep Medicine this week. People who tend to get less than 6 hours of sleep nightly, Doug, they're more likely to have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and to be obese. These are all the risk factors for heart disease and stroke.
Really? So Coach Kubiak has suffered a, what apparently is a mini stroke. Is this a TSA?
TIA. TSA, or, you know, in the airport. Houston NFL coach Gary Kubiak suffered a mini stroke when he collapsed on the sideline during halftime. Doug, a TIA, not a TSA, involves temporary but reversible loss of function, and there are no residual effects. A TIA is considered to be a warning that blood flow is not what it should be and can be seen as a precursor for larger stroke. This is the calm before the storm. If you have these reversible strokes, don't think, oh, gladly, everything's over. This means the big ones are coming, and you need care as soon as possible.
So one of the things that happens because there's a lack of blood flow to the brain and to other areas, talking about in this circumstance, a stroke can take place, but it also leads to dementia, and it leads to Alzheimer's disease. There is a study that suggests if you are agile with your brain when it comes to language, you may be better off in the long run.
Great hope out of the medical journal Neurology this week, Doug, that speaking two languages may help delay the damage of dementia. People who are bilingual do not show the signs of three types of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease, for more than 4 years longer than those who speak only one language. Bilingualism can be seen as a successful brain training exercise that contributes to cognitive reserve, which can help delay dementia. I think that Pig Latin won't count here, though.
How about the language of love?
They didn't study that. Let's do a study.
Do a study. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for whitening your teeth, brightening your smile. The story of power swabs now from an eminent physician.
Doug, every day people are setting goals to change their bodies, better their minds, and improve their confidence. Self-improvement is in, and I'd like to set a new goal for you to improve your life by whitening your smile, because it's never been easier. It's time for you to try Power Swabs. It's the world's first tooth detergent. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. A breakthrough patented ingredient in Power Swabs. It penetrates deep within the tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. Power Swabs, it works on all teeth surfaces, including caps, crowns, veneers, and bonding, whitening teeth with little to no tooth sensitivity. So if you tend to set your goals high, give yourself a break. Get your smile stain-free and ultra-white super fast with Power Swabs. It's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Try it today, risk-free today.
Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth. Risk-free, dial 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Whiter teeth in 5 minutes a day. Dr. Ken's way, 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs. Ask about the free stick that will whiten your teeth as you're sort of traveling around. It's a great refresher.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.